Welcome to the activity on the job interview. For the next few minutes, you are going to imagine that you have a job interview today. Listen to this recording and follow the instructions as you go along. Today is the big day. You have your long-awaited, highly anticipated job interview. Your spirits are high as you are confident you are going to get this job. You leave your house in plenty of time. You get in your car and you head for your destination. All is going well until you turn onto a busy street and in a moment's notice you find yourself stuck in a traffic jam. You are surrounded by cars. No one is moving. You sit and wait, trying to assess what the problem is. You see a traffic signal ahead with a red light. The light changes to green and you anticipate that the car ahead of you will begin to move. You wait, but nothing happens. No one seems to be moving. After a minute, the light changes to yellow and then to red. You haven't moved an inch. Take a moment now and notice what you're feeling. Notice how your body is responding. And write down a few notes in section 1 of your stress response worksheet. Returning to the scenario, you have sat through 2 more cycles of the light changing from green to red and still haven't moved an inch. You look ahead to see if you could determine the holdup, but you see nothing. You look at the clock and are reminded that you need to be at the interview in 15 minutes. You are beginning to worry that you will be late. Take a moment now and notice what thoughts are coming into your mind. How would you describe your body's response? Write down a few notes in section 2 of the stress response worksheet. Returning to the scenario, the light turns green again. You see slight movement in the traffic. You feel hopeful that the traffic will surge forward. "Come on, move," you say with loud frustration. After a minute, the light cycles to yellow and then to red. You only moved a few feet and you're stopped again. You look around to see if there's a way to escape from the traffic and onto a side street. But there is no alternative route. You must sit and wait. Notice again how you're feeling. What's happening to your mental stress level? How much is it going up? Give it a percentage. Is it 10%, 50%? What percentage is your mental stress level increasing? What about your physical stress level? Give it a percentage too. And write your notes in section 3 of the stress response worksheet. Returning to the scenario, it's a hot summer day. Your windows are rolled up and your air conditioner is blasting as it tries to keep you cool. The driver of the car next to you suddenly turns up the volume of his stereo full blast. All you can hear is the annoying thump, thump, boom, boom of his subwoofers as the pounding sensation vibrates your car with every beat. You hate this kind of music, and you can feel your frustration mounting as this other driver imposes his music on you. Now, in section 4 of your worksheet, write down a single word that describes your mental response and another word for your physical response. Returning to the scenario, the light finally turns green and you're once again hopeful that the traffic will move forward. You can't see very far ahead, but you do notice the car in front of you moves forward. Then, suddenly, the guy with the thumping stereo lurches forward and tries to squeeze in front of you into the small space that was just created. This feels disrespectful, so you honk your horn at him. He responds with an obscene gesture, and he continues to crowd into the small space. This time, on your worksheet in section 5, assign a shape or color to your mental and physical stress responses. Returning to the scenario, now your attention is drawn to your dashboard where a bright yellow light suddenly appears. It's your check engine light. You just had your car serviced last month, so there's no reason why that light should be coming on right now. You can feel the tension grow as you begin to wonder, what if your car stalls on you and if you never get to this interview? To reduce the strain on your car, you turn your air conditioner off and you open your windows. You can hear your neighbor's thumping stereo even louder now. You can feel your heart pounding and your pulse speeding up. You notice your mouth is dry, your forehead is sweaty, and your head is starting to hurt. Undoubtedly, you are going to be late for your job interview. Okay, now you can end the exercise, and next you will experience some stress relief. We carry with us at all times one of the most powerful stress management techniques that exist. It's breathing. We all know how to breathe, but most people breathe too shallowly to get the stress-reducing benefits of breath. When it comes to managing stress, a shallow breath doesn't do enough. To breathe deeply, you need to allow your abdomen, your lower stomach area, to fully expand and contract. Put your pen down and let's try it now. As you take deep breaths, notice the effect your breathing has on your mind and body. Here's what to do. Take a slow, deep breath inward, allowing your lower abdomen to expand and fill up, as though your breath reaches all the way down to the bottom of your stomach. Hold for 2 seconds and release the breath slowly and allow your abdomen to return to its normal position. Once again, take another slow, deep breath, breathing all the way down to your abdomen, allowing your stomach to expand and fill up. Hold, and then release it as you calmly exhale. Do this 3 more times. Thank you. next on your activity sheet, write a word, picture, or phrase that describes how your mind and body are responding to the deep breath. Is it a pressure cooker letting off steam? Is it a feather falling gently downward? When complete, you can now return to this module.